looking at the Ten Commandments.
我们今天要继续的查考十诫。
So, but let me share first. You know, 2 weeks ago, I talked about Chicago, my hometown, a little bit.
但是跟大家分享一下，这个两周之前呢，我跟大家。
Oh, sorry. I forgot. Yeah, there's.
对不起，忘记一件事。
Yeah, there's a very important announcement. I totally forgot. Okay.
对不起，我忘记一件非常重要的事。
Well, let me first share this. You know, sometimes people think that America is a place of freedom.
有时候人家大部分人觉得美国这是自由的国度。
Yeah, and I guess it is, but sometimes I feel like Taiwan actually has more freedom. Okay.
当然美国很自由，但是我有时候觉得台湾可能更自由。
I'm not just saying about the driving.
我不是说开车这件事啊。
Okay? You feel very free driving here.
开车太自由了。
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
我不是讲开车。
Okay? You know, in America, I cannot go to a public school and talk about God.
在美国，我不可能可以进一个公立学校，然后分享神的事。
It's illegal.
这是违法的。
But in Taiwan, I've been invited to public schools to share about God.
但是在台湾呢，我是被邀请到公立学校去分享神的事。
Yeah, so it's amazing. There's more freedom here to talk about God, to share about God here than there is in America.
所以非常奇妙的啊，在台湾要分享我们的神呢，其实是比在美国要自由的。
So I'm so happy that in Taiwan, there's a ministry, there's an organization called Rainbow Moms.
那我很高兴在台湾呢，有一个彩虹妈妈的团体。
Yeah, and so this organization, this ministry is, the public school allows this group to come in to different classes, and these Rainbow Moms, they can share about God, they can share about character and teach character.
那这些彩虹妈妈呢，是受学校邀请，可以进入到学校里去分享有关神的事，分享品德的教育。Yeah,
and so I'm going to invite Hannah to come up here and to tell you more about this really, really important ministry. Okay?
这么邀请 Hannah 来分享。
感谢牧师让我们能够来到这边来跟大家一起分享那个生命教育哦。我们生命教育呢，目前主要是在新上国小跟合体国小，就是在教会附近的两个国小里面做我们的这个服事哈。那在分享这个生命教育之前呢，讲一下我们为什么我们能够进到国小里头。大概在1998年的时候，台湾社会发生了一些社会案件，其中有一个情杀案件。 那这个案件呢，让大家呢真的是，应该说是被刁到哈，所以呢，我们的这个教育部呢就开始思考，哎，为什么一个孩子已经读到了研究所，然后呢，他遇到了感情问题，面对到了这个男女交往的时候，哈，面对到了这个情敌的时候，他会这样子在情绪失控的上做了一个伤害人的行为，他就想到说，我们台湾这个九年国民义务教育，我们义务教育做这么好，为什么？ 为什么我们会造成还有这样子的高知识分子竟然会在这个情况下做出了这样子的行为？所以那时候我们的台湾的教育部就发现，就说：“哎，我们给孩子知识，给予他许许多多的东西，但是呢，我们好像缺了一些空间。”所以当他发现这个缺的部分的时候呢，就允许我们这个宗教团体进入国小教生命教育。所以我们就进入了国小教生命教育，可是他开放的是所有的宗教团体。 那所有的宗教团体就包括了各种宗教的。那当我们能够有机会踏进学校的时候，我们就要把脚卡在那边，对不对？哈，绝对不能让人家卡进来，哈。好，但是说这么多年来，我们一直在那个位置上的。那但是呢，我们从彩虹妈妈一直做到了彩虹奶奶，哈。那我们需要有心血进来，那心血是谁？就是你们，哈。好，就是需要更多的人一起参与这样子的一个服事，哈，因为就是。 有更多的人参与，那今天这个服事的这个范围就可以更扩大，就可以更扩大。好，那我们主题定到这大使命的文化学校，因为每一个来到这个学校里面做这样子一个福音工作的时候，我们在学校里做的时候，那我们每一个志工妈妈、志工老师就是一个小宣教士，就是一个宣教士。好，那。 那我们在分享之前，我先给大家看一下我们这个穿彩虹妈妈衣服的几个志工哈，几位志工在前面哈。等一下我们在这个结束的时候呢，聚会结束后我们会站在后面。那如果你们对这个我们的这个服饰呢有兴趣的话呢，那他们会将传就会跟你们分享一些东西，然后也可以拿到我们的那个就是所谓的邀请单哈，邀请单。好，那我们生命教育呢，刚刚我们在看好，我们在讲到这个部分的时候呢，那我想请大家看一个我们这个彩虹方面的这个影片，好，让你们来看一下为什么我们会一直落脚在这个福音工作上。OK， 好，我先这样。好，那我们这个福音工作呢，我们的福音工作哈，就是要在学校里面呢教。OK， 好，我们的福音工作哈，在学校里面的时候，我们跟孩子们之间的互动里头呢，我们包括了之后，就是跟他让他帮助一个孩子要认识自己、欣赏自己、爱自己。除了这个部分呢，我们还有在人跟人之间的关系当中呢，我们会让这个孩子呢，他知道说，诶，怎么跟人家做朋友。那我们所有的课程当中，就是不是单单就是像这样讲道哈就结束，而是我们每一次的课程都会设计一些活动，让孩子呢借由活动当中感受到说，诶，这个活动他会被触碰，当他被触碰了之后呢，然后他的心就会不再一样。然后我们还有教到人跟环境的课程，甚至包括了这个人跟生命，最后我们会谈到信仰。那当我们谈到信仰的时候呢，他们就会跟孩子说，我们要有信仰，但是我们不迷信，好，然后让孩子知道说，诶，当他有一天他在人生当中如果遇到困难的时候，他在选择的时候，诶，他因为曾经见过一个基督徒的彩虹妈妈，诶，或者是彩虹爸爸，哇，他的心觉得说，诶，这个真的是不一样，所以他就可以选择在他所有的选择洗头的，他可以找到这样子的一个可以进入福音的地方，进入福音这样。所以我们说在做的工作哦，并不是说像别人说，诶，找那个可以传福音的，对福音非常有兴趣的人立刻让他信主，而是我们做的工作是在这块福音的土上面呢，还对不认识神的，或者对神甚至对这个信仰有反感的人，然后重新就是让这个土地我们在松土的工作，让这些人能够一起对这个信仰有更多的认识啊，这大概是我们的工作方向哈。那我们谈到这样子的一个福音的时候呢，我们真的是知道，就是说我们不仅我们需要的哈，不仅是那个这个彩虹妈妈，我们还需要的是彩虹爸爸。因为其实这个世代里头呢，最需要的就是其实一个男性的一个完整的，就是一个男性，然后让孩子们觉得是一个安全感的，是觉得是在他旁边是有平安的。这对一个现代的孩子来说是非常重要的哈。本来我们是要放一个影片。OK， 没问题。我们本来是要放一个影片，那在那个影片当中的时候，是要讲到说，其实现在的孩子他非常需要倾听，非常需要支持跟安慰。但是呢，事实上我们看到了现在这个孩子呢，他们是现在是很多孩子，我们叫做新平儿。那今天我们这一群人能够来到教会，是因为我们真的也是新平儿哈。然后，但是我们因为认识了神，所以我们的生命有了意义。那也期待，就是说我们每个礼拜将我们的主日学带到学校去，对那些未信主的孩子也是一样，我们在这样子的福音工作上的时候，我们就是进去给孩子们有机会建立一个新的概念出来。我们生命常常是这样子，就是说如果我的生命当中没有新的学习，我没有新的方式，我们常常说，诶，不要打小孩，不要打小孩。但是如果我没有学到一个新的方式，那我还是会用打小孩的方式去管教我的孩子。我记得我在做生命教育的时候，曾经有一个经验，就是我女儿的好朋友跑来跟我说，陈轩妈妈，你会不会打小孩？我看到他的时候，我好想跟他说，我是世界上最好妈妈，我绝对不会打小孩，我怎么样，我很想跟他这样子讲。但是在这个过程当中的时候，我就跟他说，我以前会打，但是我现在没有再打小孩了。好，那这中间呢，我的这个过程当中，是因为我们不仅是有教会的遮盖， 我们还有一个中央厨房。我们的中央厨房呢，会让我们受到一些装备。在这装备当中，我曾经有一段时间就上了一个两年的课程。我从本来用情绪管教小孩，情绪其实是可以打小孩的，但是不能用情绪。我就是那个歇斯底里的妈妈，当他小孩子 不听话的时候，我歇斯底里，我就用情绪管小孩。 我花了两年的时间，我戒掉，我戒掉了那个情绪打。可他发现我戒掉了情绪打小孩的时候，有一件事更奇妙的事发生了，好像没有什么事情要打小孩了，因为我可以好好讲。所以这是需要一个训练。那我很感谢，可以吧？好，对，我们现在用还是好，我们现在用一个影片让大家再看一下下，好，让大家看一下。
别让孩子带着不完整的心长大。2014年儿童福利联盟统计推估，至少40000名以上的国小至高中学生仍深受霸凌的伤害。2012年卫生福利部调查显示，自杀已经成为青少年的第二大死因。内政部调查，2004年到2013年，12岁以下儿童犯罪嫌疑人增加1.6倍。专家学者研究指出，青少年的犯罪原因与儿童时期缺乏关怀有很大的关系。台湾早已出现新贫儿现象。2004年，儿童福利联盟抽样调查国小学童，发现有30%的孩子否定自我存在价值，48%的孩子对生活感到无聊，88%的孩子希望有人倾听烦恼。人的生命就像一棵大树，树的果实是外在品格的展现。要让大树结出美好的果实，必须让树根深入肥沃的土壤。孩子的教育也需要从根部做起。1999年，彩虹生命教育协会成立，培训生命教育志工进入校园教学。志工们透过绘本说故事和体验活动带领孩子。生命教育课程包含人与自己、人与人、人与环境、人与生命。人与自己的课程带领孩子认识自己的特点，懂得自我欣赏、自我接纳，从而建立起自信。人与人的课程让孩子了解他人的独特，懂得尊重他人、欣赏他人。人与环境的课程让孩子懂得珍惜环境、关怀社会，并积极付出关怀行动。人与生命的课程让孩子探究生命的意义，肯定自我存在的价值，懂得珍惜生命。彩虹生命教育志工透过启发孩子、引导孩子、鼓励孩子的方式，帮助孩子转换负面情绪，建立正向思考能力。每个人的成长过程里，总有些人事物看起来微不足道，却可能是一辈子的影响。让我们一起关怀孩子的心灵成长。彩虹生命教育，每一个生命都需要有意义。
那我们的方向就是让每个孩子生命有意义，好，那是我们的方向。那我们这个服事呢，刚已经讲到，就是我们就是需要人哈。那如果大家你能够一起参与，我们大概目前的方向是一个学期大概有我们每个礼拜大概有40个志工会在学校里这样子服事。那每个礼拜我们大概会接触到1600名，1000到1700名的学生。那这当中大概我们用6%来算嘛，或者是5%来算，大概我们至少会接触到了这个1200到1300还未信主的孩子啊，这就是我们的服事，这就是我们的服事哈。那我们我们已经有组成了我们的团队了，那也不用担心，就是说， 我好像都不会，我就跑到学校去的话，这样我的压力很大哈。那我们进来之后呢，我们会有备课的时间，然后呢，不仅是备课，然后我们给你半个学期到一个学期的时候，就可以先跟我们一起跑。然后跑了一阵子之后，如果你真的觉得你可以上场，你就可以来一起来跟我们参与我们的教学的工作。但如果觉得说我要当千年的这个协助者，也可以。好，我们也是非常需要，因为我们有很多的活动，非常需要非常多的帮，就是说一起来配搭的服饰。好。然后我们除了教生命教育以外，我们在孩子五年级的时候可以跟他多谈一些家庭的东西，因为到了五年级孩子已经被课业压到一种情况，就是父母已经不看一切只看功课了，那小孩子会觉得妈妈带只重视功课，但是我们会给孩子一些机会让他重新去思考他跟家庭的关系。到六年级我们还会教一个东西更重要，叫两性关系，因为他们即将要变成青少年，要受到荷尔蒙的影响，但是当中我们教他不仅是教他叫做安全性行为而已，而是告诉他说你要如何保护自己，如何当你遇到约会的时候，或者是遇到别人跟你告白的时候，你要去怎么面对。因为我们人进到了这个两性关系的时候，我们就要交往，交往一定会有分手，我们如何在分手的时候保护好自己。好，这就是我们最近比较谈到的 LQ Love 的能力，就是这是非常重要的。好，那最后等一下在门口我们就会发有这样的纸张，然后上面还会有电话，如果你也不用担心说不是那么多天都要来哈，你只需要在一周星期一到星期五的一个上午或者是一个下午来跟我们一起。好，我们真的有志工哦，他真的是把他的休假时间都请假来跟我们一起跑我们的生命教育课程。好，好，那这就是今天我们的报告。那感谢教会让我们有机会分享。
Let's pray for this very very important ministry.
我们为这个非常重要的事工来一起祷告。
Father, we know that you love Taiwan.
亲爱的天父，我们知道你爱台湾。
And you especially are heartbroken about these children who are lost, who are going to the wrong direction.
主啊，你看着这些孩子走迷了路，这样子，你其实对你来说是心碎的。
So Lord, we ask for more workers for the harvest.
所以主啊，求你差派更多的工人来到这个禾场上收获。
Yes, Lord, we just know that you will enable us to give us your power and grace to reach even more children.
主啊，求你赏赐力量以及恩典，让我们能够接触更多的孩子。
Yes, help these children to know there's hope that.There's a true God who loves them.
帮助这些孩子知道他们是有盼望的，因为有一位真实爱他们的天父。
And so it's empower, anoint and empower all these volunteers.
主啊，求你恩高，并且赏赐力量给这所有的彩虹妈妈志工们。
Yeah, and would you call us here, people in this room, that you would.Raise more servants to do this ministry.
主啊，也求你在我们当中兴起，要来支援这一个团队的弟兄姐妹。
Protect every rainbow mom. Bless their marriage. Bless their family.
主啊，求你保护我们所有的彩虹妈妈们，祝福他们的家庭跟他们的婚姻。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen. I'm going to continue our study in the Ten Commandments.
我们继续我们的十诫的查考。
Before I do, you remember 2 weeks ago I talked about my home city, Chicago.
记得两周以前我跟大家分享到芝加哥就是我的家乡。
I just want to tell you also just.A little bit more about my personal experience there.
再跟大家分享一下我自己在芝加哥的经验。
Yeah, my car was broken into. I live in Chicago, so my car was broken into 3 times.
我住在芝加哥，住在那里的时候，我车子有三次被人家破窗而入。
Yeah, and one time it was stolen. Okay.
有一次被偷走了。
I don't know why I had an old car. They stole my old car. They didn't steal the other better cars, so they stole my old car.
我是老车，我不知道为什么他要偷我的老车，不偷人家比较新的车。
Yeah. And one time, my apartment was burglarized. Thieves came into my apartment and stole things.
有一次我住的公寓呢，有小偷闯空门。
Yeah, at that time, I had a roommate. My roommate was Tim Wu.
当时呢，我的室友呢就是 Tim 吴牧师。
Some of you know Pastor Tim. Pastor Tim served here for 5 years.
我们当中很多人还记得吴牧师吧，在这边服侍了五年。
And then a few years ago, he went to Puli to start a new church there.
几年前，他到普里去，去开办了一个新的教会。
Before Tim, Pastor Tim was a pastor. Before he became a missionary, he was an engineer.
在这个吴牧师成为宣教士、成为牧师之前，他是一位工程师。
He went to one of the best universities in America.
他读的是美国的一个名校。
Caltech, if you know, California Institute of Technology.
加州科技大学。
Yeah, he's so smart. He was an engineer, a chemical engineer working for a big company in Chicago.
对他很厉害啊，他是那个化工的工程师，替一个大的公司工作。
And he was making lots of money, okay?
赚很多钱。
I was a poor seminary student.
而我是个贫穷的神学院学生。
And I didn't have hardly any money.
几乎没有钱。
Yeah, but we were good friends, so we were roommates together.
但是我们是好朋友，所以我们住在一起。
Yeah, so, but one day, thieves came in.
有一天就有一个小偷闯空门。
Yeah, and so this is what happened, okay?
接下来就是发生这样的事。
Just a few weeks before the thieves came,
在这个小偷来偷我们东西的前几个礼拜。
I had just bought a computer.
我才刚新买了电脑。
Okay, now this is 1989.
这是1989年。
Some of you were not born yet, okay?
我们当中有些人根本还没出生呢。
Yeah, so 1989, the computers were just beginning to...You know, people were just beginning to buy computers.
那个时候，人们才刚开始使用电脑。
Yeah, and so I was a student, you know.
我是个学生嘛。
And I needed a computer to help me type my papers.
我需要一台电脑来做写作业。
So I spent like all my money to buy this desktop.
我花了我所有的钱来买这个桌上型电脑。
Yeah, over $500.
500块美金。
Yeah, maybe that's not a lot of, you know, maybe that's not a lot of money to you.
你可能觉得没有多少钱。
But for me, that was a lot of money.
但是对我来说那很多钱。
But it really helped my school, so that's why I bought it.
但是呢对我学业有帮助所以我买了。
And it was the cheapest one I could afford, you know.
那个是当时我可以买得起最便宜的类
型。It was the lowest model because,That computer did not have a hard drive.
那是最低阶的电脑，它没有硬碟。
So when I tell you this, most of you don't even understand.
有些人听了有点听不懂，怎么会电脑没硬碟
？What does it mean that a computer does not have a hard drive?
哪有电脑没硬碟？你可能听不懂。
See, a hard drive would be more expensive.
在那个时候，如果有硬碟的电脑会比较贵。
A hard drive will contain the software.Keep it in the computer, right?
那因为有硬碟那个软体就已经在里面了，可以存在里面。
If you can't have a hard drive, what you have to do is you have to have these, they're called floppy disks. Okay, I don't know if you remember what floppy disks are.
以前的人可能知道。那对于一台没有硬碟的电脑，你要用那个像有点像那个磁碟片，像 CD 片，可是不是啊，那个样子的硬碟。
The software, the software's on these floppy.
那所有的软体程式都在那个我都忘了那个叫什么。
So, each time I want to use the computer,
所以每次要用这电脑要用那个
，you have to load the computer
一片一片的载入程式。
Every time you use it, you have to install the floppy disk.
对，每一次要用电脑都要载入。
But I was so happy to have a computer.
但是我那时候很开心，有这样就算很低阶的电脑，我也很开心。
But then a few weeks later.
但是几周以后
，thieves came in,
小偷来闯空门
they stole my computer.
把我电脑偷走了
yeah, so I was very sad.
我很难过
yeah, I was very sad. But you know what made me very upset? I was very upset. Besides being sad, I was very upset.
我除了很伤心之外我也很生气
Because my roommates, they didn't take my roommate things.
我室友的东西都没被偷。
He has a good job. He has lots of money, right?
他有一份很好的工作，他又很有钱。
They didn't take anything from him.
拿他什么都好啊。
You know, Tim is a very good violin player.
你知道吴牧师呢，很会拉小提琴。
And he had in our apartment, he had his violin.
在我们住的地方呢，他的一台小提琴就在那里。
His violin is probably worth $10,000.
他那个小提琴呢，可能有$10,000。
They didn't take his violin.
他们竟然没有偷他的。
They took my computer.
小提琴，然后偷我的电脑。
But oh wait, wait, they did take one thing from my roommate.
哦，不对，他也是有偷吴牧师一样东西。
They took his suitcase.
他的行李箱。
To put my computer in the suitcase to take it out.
装我的电脑用的。
So I was very upset. Okay.
所以我真的很气。
Yeah, I'm still very bitter about this.
我到现在心中还是有苦毒。
But that really happened like that.
但是真的是真的是发生在
我心中。Why am I talking about this?
为什么要跟大家分享这个呢？
Because we're going to look at the eighth commandment today.
因为我们今天要看第八诫。
So in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15.
出埃及记二十章十五节。
It says, God says, "You shall not steal."
神说你不可偷盗。
Now, I want to talk about this a little bit. Okay.
我要跟大家分享一下。
You don't have to break into a car to steal.
要偷不见得是打破人家的汽车窗进去偷。
You don't have to break into an apartment to steal things.
也不一定是闯空门才能偷。
Okay. There's different ways to steal. I want to talk about that.
我要谈的各种的偷。
Okay. So I want you to think carefully about
this. 所以大家要好好的想一想什么是偷。
You know, if you borrow something from someone,
如果你跟某人借了一样东西
and then after a long time, you don't return it, okay?
都没有还。
That's kind of like stealing.
那也是一种偷。
Okay, so make sure if you borrow something from people,
所以你跟人家借东西的话
yeah, like the church library, okay?
比如说教会的图书馆借了以后永远没有还
yeah, okay?
请记得要还。
Yeah, so if you don't,Return something you borrow, that's stealing, okay?
所以跟人家借的东西不还也是一种偷。
There's another way that you can steal.
另外一种偷的方式。
You know, if you can steal by taking shortcuts, okay?
比如说你走捷径。
Yeah, so if, for instance, if you're a builder, if you're in construction, okay?
举例来讲呢，你如果是这个工程的承包商。
And if you're supposed to build something with this level of quality, but you only give this much quality. Okay?
如果你应该盖比较高的品质，你却偷工减料盖成比较低的品质。
Yeah, you're stealing from your customer. Okay?
你也是从你的客户那边偷盗。
Yeah. If you offer, if you promise this level of service, but you only give this level of service. Okay?
如果你提供一个服务应该是要这样高的标准，你却提供比较低的标准。
Yeah, that's stealing from your customers.
那是跟客户偷窃。
Okay. And of course, you can steal from your boss if you.Take, you know, if you, take things at work, you know, that's of course stealing, right?
你如果拿办公室的公用物回家，也是跟你的老板偷窃，偷老板的。
Sometimes students cheat at tests or in their projects. Okay.
有时候学生呢，考试或者作业作弊。
There's a study in America. I just found out recently that.More and more students in America, there's more and more cheating going on.
在美国有一个研究发现，在美国学生作弊的比例越来越高。
Yeah, I don't know if that's happening in Taiwan. I'm not sure.
不晓得台湾是不是也这样。
But in America, more and more students, they don't even think. More and more students, they don't even think that it's bad to cheat. Okay.
更多学生他甚至也不觉得作弊是什么不好的事。
Yeah.They think it's clever to try to cheat. Okay, they don't even think it's bad. Okay,
他们甚至不觉得这是不对的事。
But when you cheat on a test, when you cheat in a project, what you're doing is you are taking a grade or credit, a school credit that really doesn't belong to you.
怎么说它是偷呢？因为你如果作弊，代表说你得到的分数其实是不是你应该得的。
Yeah, that's it.You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it.
并不是因为你做到什么程度而得到你该有的分数。
It's not really yours.
不是你的。
But then you have it.
但是你却拥有。
Okay, so that's kind of cheating.
这就是一种偷。
You can also steal by taking credit for something that you didn't do.
有些事你没做，你却。归功于自己，说是自己做的，这也是一种偷。
So whether at school, at work, you took someone else's idea, but you didn't give credit to that person. Okay.
不管在学校或在工作，你用了别人的一个创意想法，然后却没有说那是别人的。
Yeah. So, that's stealing.
这就是一种偷。
Okay. And so, that's stealing praise or credit. from someone else's work or someone else's efforts. Okay?
那就是偷窃别人应该拥有的赞美。
Last week I talked about trying to prevent adultery, trying to prevent having affairs. Okay, right?
上一周我提到了不可奸淫。
Yeah, when you have an affair with someone,
当你与另外一个人偷情的时候。
It's actually a kind of stealing.
这真的就是一种偷。
Because you're stealing love, you're stealing feelings and emotions from someone. But that love and that emotion doesn't really belong to you. It should belong to someone else.
你偷了应该属于别人的感情。
Yeah. So when you have an affair, okay, you're stealing. Or if you're flirting with someone, you know, if you're married or that person married, when you're flirting, you're trying to get attention and love and emotions that doesn't belong to you.
所以当你出轨、外遇，或者是呢，你结婚跟别人打情骂俏，所以这一些呢，都是偷取原本应该属于另外一个人的这种感情或是情绪。
Okay, so be very careful with that. Okay.
所以大家要非常小心。
Finally, I want to talk about one more kind of stealing. Okay.
接下来要最后讲另外一种偷。
We can steal God's glory.
我们是可以偷窃神的荣耀。
You know, oftentimes I talk to many.Unbelievers, okay.
我跟很多未信主的人
谈话过 even some believers.
但是有一些信主的人其实也是一样
they have this attitude.
他们有这样的一个态度
they say, I worked hard.
因为我很努力工作
and I sacrificed a lot.
我牺牲很多
and I'm successful because of what I did.
因为我做了这些我才这么成功
Do you know people like that?
你们认识这样的人
Yeah, you know, my father was like that.
我爸爸就以前就是这样的人。
He became a Christian late in life. After he was 50, he became a Christian. Okay.
他在五十岁以后才信主。
But before he was a Christian,
但是在他信主之前
I hear him say this many times. Okay.
我好几次听到他这样说。
Yeah. Because he says, I had nothing.
我本来什么都没有。
But I worked hard.
但是因为我自己的努力。
And now today, I'm a doctor.
今天我可以成为医生。
Yeah. And it's true that he had nothing, okay?
他原本确实是一无所有。
My father came from a very poor, very small village, on the outskirts of Fuzhou.
我父亲呢是来自福州，这个偏僻的乡下一个很贫穷的小村庄。
And I visited his old house. The old house is still there.
那他的老家还在，所以我们也去过。
And now it's just, you can tell it's a very run down, it's a small old wooden house. Okay?
现在你可以看得到呢 是一栋呢非常小的破败的木屋。
And he told me that before there was no like floor, it's just like dirt, okay?
他告诉我以前是没有地板的直接就是土。
Yeah, so I saw this house, yeah.
我看过这个房子。
So it's true, he really had nothing.And it's amazing that he becomes, he's a doctor.
所以我父亲其实说的没有错，他原先一无所有，然后他很奇妙的可以靠自己成为医生。
So he always tell me the story.
所以他告诉我这个故事。
To make me thankful.
是让我感恩。
Yeah, so, you know, but he takes credit. Many people take credit, like, oh, I did this.
很多人会归功于自己，说这一切是因为我。
I know my father worked hard.
我知道我父亲工作很努力。
But here's the truth. Let me tell you the truth here.
但是真理是这样的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
在哥林多前书第四章第七节。
God says, God through Paul says this, okay? Who sees anything different in you? In other words, what makes you different?What do you have that you did not receive from God? And if you received it from God, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
这个是神透过保罗所说的，使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？
Okay. So what this verse is saying is, who gave us the opportunity, the chance?To succeed.
这个经文要告诉我们，叫我们去思想，究竟谁给我们成功的机会？
Who gave you the IQ that you have?
你拥有的智商是谁给你的？
Who gave you the body and the health that you have?
你拥有的身体与健康是谁给你的？
Who gave you the opportunities that came into your life? Who gave you that?
你生命中这个重要的契机出现的时候，是谁赏赐的？
Did you give yourself that?
你给自己的机会吗？
Or did God give us that?
还是神给你的机会？
I know God's very happy that you work hard, okay?
我知道神对于你努力工作这件事情是很喜悦的。
But be careful not to take credit from God, not to steal God's glory.
但是要小心，不要把这一切神为你做的事归功于自己，去窃取神的荣耀。
We have to always be thankful for what we have. It didn't come from us.
我们所拥有的一切很多不是来自我们自己，我们永远都要记得感恩。
And at any time, you can lose it just like that.
但是在任何，而且在任何时刻，你都可以。
Everything that you have,
瞬间失去
you can just lose it just like that. Okay, I'll just use a stupid example. Let me use a stupid example. Okay,
比较傻的例子。
Okay, I like playing the guitar.
我很喜欢弹吉他。
Okay.I'm not really good like Ray.
我们不像 Ray 弹的那么好。
Ray is one of the best guitars I know. Okay.
Ray 弹最好的吉他。
I'm not that good. I just enjoy playing.
我就是喜欢弹而已。
And I play for many years.
我弹很多年。
But just like that, okay.
但是可能一瞬间。
Just like this, all of you can become a better guitarist than me.
有可能你们任何一个人吉他都弹得比我好。
Do you believe that?
一秒就可
以。Just like that, you can, all of you can be,
一瞬间
will become a better guitarist than me.
任何一个人都弹得比我好。
How does that happen?
怎么会这样呢？什么样的事情才发生会这样？
I can get into a car accident and lose my arm.
左手就废了。
Okay, I have no arm now to play the guitar.
现在没有手可以弹吉他。
And so even if you don't know how to play, you can still pick up a guitar strum and you'll be a better guitar player than me, okay?
就算你之前不会弹吉他，你拿起来刷一下也是比我会弹的。
Just like that.
所以呢，一瞬间就可以失去。
Are you really in control of anything?
所以你真的主宰你的一切吗？
Do you really want to take credit for God's grace in your life?
神在你生命当中彰显的荣耀，你难道要归功于自己吗？
Okay, so please be careful. Don't steal God's glory.
所以记得要谨慎， yeah. 不要窃取神的荣耀。
Yeah. Realize who loves you and gave you the opportunity.
知道是谁爱你，给你这个机会。
Okay. I'm going to say something now that's a little bit related to the topic today.
我要跟大家分享一件事，是跟今天的主题有点相关。
I want to apologize to all of you for something.
我要向各位来道歉，
yeah,
为了一件事情来道歉。
The church leaders just discovered something three weeks ago.
三周之前，教会的长职们才发现了一件事。
Yeah, three weeks ago, because you know, we've been giving tax receipts for last year.To the people, you know, people, church people, they give money to God, and so most people want a tax receipt.
那因为我们会有会奉献，所以大部分的朋友会需要一个收据，也就是我们一年会给一次扣缴凭单。
So yeah, so every year our church would just give everyone a tax receipt. This is how much you gave last year, and then you can take the receipt. You can go to the tax office and do your taxes.
所以每年呢，我们会计算之后发给大家这样的扣缴凭单，让大家去报税用。
But three weeks ago, about eight people came to the leaders and came to the church.
三周之前，大概有八位会友来找教会的长职。
And they said to us, the receipt that you gave us, the amount that it says on the receipt, it's not what we gave. We gave more. We gave much more than this.
那他们说呢，扣缴凭单上面的金额就不对，我们给的比这个多很多。
So we checked everything.
所以呢，我们就调查了。
And then we discovered we didn't make a mistake.
因为我们发现呢，并不是记账有错误。
Yeah, there's no mistakes from the church.
所以教会这边呢，并没有这记账上的错误。
So then we asked these eight people, when did you give this money?
然后我们就问这八位会友，你们是什么时候给这个奉献？
And then we discovered,
我们发现一件事，
these eight people,
这八个人，
they didn't give their offering on Sunday.
他们给的奉献不是主日的时候给的。
So most of you, you probably give on Sunday on your way out, right?
大部分的人是走出去的时候，主日走出去的时候，放这个奉献。
Right after the service, people in the church volunteers, they take the offering box and they count it right away.
那聚会结束之后呢，我们的志工就会把奉献箱带回去，然后立刻计算。
And we keep very good records.
而且我们都记得很清楚。
Okay, but we discovered the problem now.
那现在我们发现问题了。
If people gave during the week,
如果大家在周间放钱进去的话
maybe on Wednesday you're here for Bible study, or Saturday you're here for fellowship, and if you put money in the box,
你可能星期三或星期五来参加小组查经或者是团契，然后呢，你就把你的奉献放在奉献箱里。
We don't check every day.
我们不会每天去检查。
Do you know what I mean?
大家知道我意思吗？
We just check once a week.
我们只有一周一次主日的时候才会开奉献箱。
And it's never been a problem. We've been doing this for 12, 13 years.
我们用这个方式已经做了12、3年，一直都没有问题。
So we never had a problem until this year.
一直到今年才发生
这个问题。So we discover that people, someone has, before Sunday, someone, you know, take the box, you know, take the money out, okay?
我们发现呢，有人在星期主日之前，有人就是把钱从奉献箱里面拿出来。
And so we didn't discover it till now because now we know the numbers don't match. You know what I mean?
我们以前不知道，我们现在才知道，因为发现数字不对。
Okay. So anyway, I apologize to the eight people. I don't know who they are, but I apologize to the eight people that.Your money did not get to the church. Okay?
所以我要对这八位朋友道歉。我不知道他们是谁，但是抱歉，你的钱没有到达教会的手里。
But we will fix this problem now.
但是我们现在要解决这个问题。
If you want to give money during the week before Sunday, give it to our secretary or give it to a pastor.
如果你想要在周间来这个。给你的奉献的话，请要给我们的秘书，或是给其中一位牧师。
Yeah, don't put it in the box.
不要放在这个箱子里。
And、so this won't happen anymore if you do that.
所以以后不会有这样的事情。
So we know how to solve this problem.
我们知道怎么解决这个问题。
Okay, so it won't happen again. Okay,
不会再发生了。
We knew we were going to do this. We were going to do this last week.The new procedure.
You didn't mention the new system.
No, the leaders decided to do this new procedure last week. Yeah.
Okay. 上周我们上周决定一个新的系统。
To take away to not put the offering box out.
意思就是说，我们奉献箱主日以外的时间都不会在这里。
But we purposely delayed it.We purposely delay using the new practice.
但是我们刻意延了一周才做这件事。
Yeah. Because we wanted to put a hidden camera to see who's taking it.
因为我们要放这个监视器吗？监视器来看到底是谁偷的。
Yeah. And so we think we know who it is. We caught.
我想我们现在已经知道是谁偷、
okay,
谁拿走的。
Do you understand? So why am I telling you this?
为什么我要告诉各位这件事
？Okay, I want to show you a verse in.
我们给大家看一句经文。
In Revelation chapter 20.
在启示录第二十章。
Yeah. Okay, in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15.
启示录第二十章十一到十五节。
Okay.So, I just want to show you this verse, okay? This is talking about, in a few months, I will preach through Revelation, okay?
再过几周，我会跟各位分享启示录的内容。
But I'm going to give you a little taste of it today, okay?
现在呢，先跟大家这个预先的。
When the world ends,
当这世界
Okay.
末日来的时候
Every person is going to appear at the great white throne.
每一个人都要站在白色大宝座前
The great white throne means the final judgment.
白色大宝座的意思就是最后的审判
Yeah. And so all the dead, great and small, will stand before the throne.
所有死了的人不管大还是不管小都要站在宝座前
Okay. And there will be books open.
会有 案卷是打开的。
Okay. Books is plural, many, many books.
这个案卷是复数的，就是有众多案卷。
Okay, and then there's another book singular.
那另外还有一个册子，只有一单一的哦。
Okay, that book is called the Book of Life.
单一的那个册子是打开的，它叫生命册。
Okay, I want you to look up here.
往这边看， so, 大家看这里。
At the final judgment.
在做最后的审判的时候。
There will, on this side, there will be many, many books.
会有众多的案卷。
And then over here, there will be one book.
会只有一本。
Okay. And so, 一本生命册。What are these books?
那这边的众多的案卷是什么？
What are these books?These books are what God is going to use to make judgment for everyone.
这是神用来审判每一个人要用到的案卷。
So, what do you mean? What are these,
什么意思？
What these books?、Okay?
什么意思啊？
You know what these books are like?
大家知道这些案卷是什么样的内容？这些书册是什么？
See, our hidden camera has like a USB drive.
我们的这个监视器，这个录影机有一个 USB。
And it recorded everything.
它记录了过去一整周录下来的。
Okay, we have that file.
所以我们现在有那一所有的档案。
These books are like computer files. Okay.
那这些案卷呢，用现今的话来讲，就是电脑的档案。
And it has recorded.
他记录了
not only your actions but also your thoughts.
他所记录的不是你所做的所有的事，而包括你脑子里想过的所有事。
Okay, and so unless your name is in the book of life over here,
除非你的名字在这一本生命册上
you will go through a judgment based on these books or these computer files.
你就必须要站立在这些案卷前，根据这一些档案来审判你。
There will, in Romans, there's a verse that says there will be no secrets, nothing hidden about everyone and everything that happened in the history of mankind.
这个罗马书说上面说到这个案卷里面记载一切是从有人在世界上的一切是没有一件事是被隐藏的。
Everyone will know everything about everyone.
每一个人都会知道每一个人的一切事。
No secrets.
没有秘密。
Okay. Because when God judges you, okay,
因为当神审判你的时候
it will be very accurate and very fair.
会非常的正确，非常的公平。
And if you're judged by this,
如果你走过这个审判之路
you will be condemned.
你一定会被判刑。
Because no one can reach the standard, the perfect standard of God.
因为没有一个人可以达到神完美的标准。
Okay, no one can be allowed into heaven, no matter how good you think you are.
不管你以为你是多么善的一个人，没有一个人进得了天堂。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because heaven is a perfect place.
因为天堂是一个完美的地方。
Right, that's the definition of heaven.
天堂的定义就是这样。
Heaven is a perfect place.
天堂就是一个完美的地方。
Yeah. If I go to heaven, it won't be perfect anymore.
如果我进了天堂，它就不完美了。
Right?
对不对？
If your mother-in-law goes to heaven, it won't be heaven anymore.
如果你的岳母进天堂，那里就
If your boss goes to heaven, it won't be heaven anymore.
你的老板进天，那里就不完美。
There's no imperfection in heaven.
因为在天堂里没有任何瑕疵。
Okay, unless
除非
God makes you perfect through His Son Jesus Christ.
神透过他的儿子让你得洁净得完美。
That's how you and I can become perfect.
你跟我能够得以圣洁完美
，because Jesus
透过这唯一的道路
is punished for us.
因为耶稣为我们承受了这一切的惩罚。
There was an exchange that happened.
在我们跟耶稣之间发生了一场交换。
He took our imperfection and he gave us his perfection.
他拿走了我们的不完美，把他的完美赏赐给我们。
So if your name is in the book of life,
如果你的名字是在这个生命册上
yeah, you are perfect and you will go to heaven because of Jesus.
你因着耶稣的这一切工作，你就成为完美，你得以进入天堂。
Okay, if not, you will be judged.
如果不是，你就要经过这样的审判。
Okay, so I just pray that all of us here, I'm not trying to scare anyone, I'm not trying to manipulate you or give you pressure, but I just want to tell you.What's going to happen? Okay.
我是不是故意要吓你，或者操控你，或让你觉得很可怕？我只是告诉各位圣经上所讲的真理。
And I just hope that we, our own name could be in the book of life.
我也希望我们每一个人的名字都记录在这一本生命册上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，Thank you so much for making a way for us to be with you in heaven.
谢谢你为我们预备了一条道路，让我们可以与你一同在天堂。
Because we know we're not good enough.
因为我们深知我们自己是不够好的，到不了那里。
No matter how hard we try, we'll never be good enough.
我们不管多努力，永远都达不到那样的标准。
Yes. So Jesus, thank you for dying for us and being punished for us on the cross.
耶稣，我们感谢你为我们而死，为着承受我们的惩罚而钉死在十字架上。
If there's anyone here, Jesus, if there's anyone here, that doesn't know you as their Savior.
主耶稣，如果我们当中有任何一个人还没有认你做他们生命的救主，
yeah, help that person to be in the book of life.
帮助他们，让他们的名字也能够在生命册上。
Jesus, help that person to say yes to you.
主耶稣，求你帮助这样的朋友对你说。我愿意。
Help that person just to say a simple prayer like this.
帮助这样的朋友，一起说底下的祷告。
Jesus, I need you.
耶稣，我需要你。
I know I'm not perfect, so I need your forgiveness.
我知道我不完美，所以我需要你的饶恕。
I open my heart.
我愿敞开我的心。
Jesus, please come into my life.
请求耶稣进入我的生命。
Please be my Savior.
做我的救主。
I receive your love. I receive your forgiveness.
我要领受你的爱与饶恕。
I receive the eternal life that you give me.
我要领受你所赏赐的永生。
Jesus, thank you for making me a child of the Father.
耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们能够成为天父的孩子。
Jesus, in your name I pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Here I am.
God bless you. Have a great week.
上帝祝福各位，祝各位有美好的一周。
Humbled by the love.